This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
Correspondent Tom Wilmer reporting from the island of Hawaii. Come along and join me for a visit with Casey Anderson. He's Senior Marketing Manager at the Hilton Waikoloa Village, as he shares insights about the fast-changing landscape of social media marketing platforms. Anderson has received numerous industry accolades, including winner of Hilton Hotels and Resorts Global Best Use of Social Media Award 3 years in a row, and he was a finalist in Hilton Worldwide's 2018 Hotel Marketing and E-Commerce Marketing Person of the Year Award. Anderson's arsenal of social media platforms include FAA certification as a drone pilot, and he was featured in a 2018 Honolulu Star Advertiser article about the use of drone technology to counter sensationalized news reports about the volcanic eruptions on the island of Hawaii. Casey Anderson. Here we are at the Hilton Waikoloa Village on the Big Island of Hawaii. You've been here at the Hilton how long?
I just made 23 years.
You've been on the Big Island how long?
I've actually grown up here. My family moved to the island when I was 7 years old, so I had the experience of going to school here and really being a part of the community. Yeah, I got the experience to, you know, make friends. My mom actually remarried here, and my stepdad was born and raised in Hawaii. So he really took us in to his family, and we got to, you know, share adventures together with local people. I got to, you know, cook like a local and talk like a local, and that was a real privilege. It gave me real understanding and appreciation for the culture here on the island.
So here you are at the Hilton. One of your areas of expertise has to do with what is very hot right now in the world and kind of the reinvention of communication, and that's social media.
Exactly. Social media has really taken over as not just a cultural renaissance, but it's also taken over in the business world. You know, you see a lot of advertisements on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and all these channels, especially for travel, because there's so much visual involved. You know, when you're trying to get somebody to appreciate a destination, there's no better way than showing them the beautiful picture or beautiful video of that place.
The difference is 20 years ago, you'd have to buy a double truck colored photo in a magazine, right? And then wait 2 months or 6 months for it to come out and then have it thrown out a month later.
Exactly. Not to mention, you know, you have to wait for the photographer to come out, take a picture, develop his film. It's an analog process versus a digital, and we see the difference nowadays. I mean, within the same day, you can have a photograph taken, it can be posted online, you can have people responding to it.
So you know right away, within 24 hours, whether people are responding or not, and how they're responding.
Exactly. And that's one of the things about social media that really makes it stand apart. You also have that on the internet with websites and so forth. You didn't have that with traditional media. You didn't know how many people were looking at a magazine or looking at a newspaper ad or even a television ad. But now with social media, you have instant information on how many people looked at it, interacted with it, shared it.
One of the disconnects that I see that continues on has to do with provable analytics for return on investment. You can create that stimulus to call to action.
Yes.
And maybe X amount do. So isn't that one of the amorphous moments in the here and now?
Well, it really used to be, but we're actually working on that as we speak. It's something that everybody wants to see, especially the owners and the stockholders of these companies. So we've actually worked now on getting these things called tags that you can put in these social media posts and advertisements. And we've been actually able to demonstrate over the past couple of years when we put an ad out there, how many people are actually clicking on it, how many of them are booking a reservation, and how many of them actually come to stay here. So we actually can show ROI now on a lot of this stuff.
Depends on where that content is posted and what is the intent.
Exactly. Because, and you also have to make sure that you have the entire process from start to finish connected to each other.
Yeah. And I think what's really interesting, I know very little about your world, but a huge curiosity. And one of the things I remember hearing back in the newsprint days, it was called Below the Fold.
Yes.
If you read a newspaper below the midway fold, then you were doing good. And that phrase is still utilized in social media today. And I don't know how you guys do it, but you can track if somebody reads to that point below the fold.
That's exactly right. We can actually see, we use that on websites actually. So below the fold is anything below that very first screen when you load a website. Mm-hmm. Anything you have to scroll down to is considered below the fold. And we have sites now so that when you're actually scrolling down, it doesn't load the pictures on that page below that point until you actually get down to that picture. So because of that, if we see a picture load below that point, we know you've actually scrolled down past that. So we can say you've scrolled below the fold. So it's interesting how we have some of these terminologies from those previous technologies coming through to the new world here.
It cracks me up. Everybody says that I am taping an interview with you right now.
Yeah, but we're actually recording it to digital media,
yeah,
right?
Flash drive. Yeah.
Exactly. Same thing with like photographs and videos. Like we're rolling, but there's no film to roll with.
So back to your world and working different models. You know, if you had to put your money, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, where would be your primary emphasis?
You know, I've had the privilege of actually being able to see this develop over the last 10, 12 years or so. From the point where the hotel here first had our website in 1995, actually, we were one of the first Hiltons in the world to have our own website. And then back in around 2000, just after 2000, Facebook came up. Originally, it was just for colleges. You could only get in if you had a friend in college that had an account, and they would have to send you an invitation. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I had, thankfully, somebody that invited me to that. And I was like, hey, wait a second. I'm starting to see a few businesses pop up on here. We got to get the hotel on here. I used to work in IT at the hotel. I was in the computer department. But then I saw these opportunities coming up, and the marketing guy said, hey, you know what? You're actually starting to promote the hotel with what you're doing here, like putting us on Facebook. We need you to come into the marketing side of things. So that's how I ended up getting a job in the marketing world. But going back to Facebook, you know, we got our account set up there. And that was really starting the very beginning of getting word out there. Facebook was one of the initial platforms. And eventually they opened that up for businesses a few years later, and you could set up a business profile. But before, we had a person profile for the hotel, and we had to kind of figure out how that would work. So Facebook was huge. Around that time, Twitter was starting to take off as well. And then just in the last 4 or 5 years or so, Instagram has come on the scene. You know, they're originally an independent company. Kevin Systrom actually is one of the founders. He loves the island here. I've seen him come. You know, I follow him on Instagram. He comes over here quite a bit to vacation. It's interesting to see how he took that company from just, you know, a garage startup basically and turned it into a $1 billion company. And then Mark Zuckerberg with Facebook saw that and bought it. And now actually it's starting to get in some ways more traffic than Facebook ever did. And it's just so simple when you're on your phone scrolling the screen. You know, I saw a video last week of an ape at a zoo that his zookeeper had trained him how to scroll Facebook and Instagram. And you could see him actually tapping on his profile on Instagram, checking out a picture of fellow apes at other zoos, double tapping them to like it, and then swiping back to the feed. So I was blown away. That's how easy they've made it at this point that even, you know, something like that could happen. So it's amazing to see how this has all developed.
So maybe we're just monkeys after all.
There could be an argument made for that.
That's really fascinating. Talk to us about Twitter for a moment, because there are those in the business community, B2B and whatnot. I just read a LinkedIn post that was saying that there was more in-depth value to Twitter than there was to Facebook.
Yeah, you know, spending some time on these platforms, you start to notice what their niches are, what their specialties are. Twitter is really good for sharing articles, sharing thoughts. You know, it used to have a 140 character limit to your tweet. Now it's 280. You know, we see a lot of political news related posts. A lot of news organizations are on Twitter. We, for the hotel, use Twitter a lot if there's some kind of an activity or an advisory that we have to send out.
An event coming up this weekend or something?
Yeah, that's a good example. Like if we have some kind of a concert or an event for guests, we would use that. But, you know, we also use it during crisis situations. Like we had the volcano happening last year. Guests were asking us what's going on, so we would send out updates on that. You know, in the past, we've had tsunami and hurricane scares. We would use Twitter as our primary communication to send out a communication to the guests and all of our friends to let them know we're okay.
Because it has that association connection with news.
Right, and urgent, spur-of-the-moment alerts.
Reacting or acting.
Exactly. It's like a text message, but to like everybody that you know at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So let's go a little bit further. What else is working, and what do you see on the future? Like, obviously, you said, and I agree, that Instagram is rising. I spend a lot more time on Instagram myself than I do on Facebook.
Right. Instagram is huge. We're definitely moving into that area. Instagram itself is starting to enable new features that they never had before. You can actually buy things on Instagram now. You couldn't do that before. Before, you'd have to tap off to a website from your profile and then you could browse. But now actually on Instagram, you can find products and tap on them and like do the whole purchase process within Instagram.
But again, that's one of the disconnects and the reasons I personally don't like Instagram and I like Twitter more, because on Instagram, I would say 2 out of 4 new people that follow me, if you check out their profile, they are selling something. Yeah. So they don't really want to be my friend.
Yeah, and that's the thing about Instagram is everybody's concerned with followers and counts of followers and how many likes they're getting. And I think they're aware of that. There's actually news that came out this week that now Instagram is going to start hiding the like count on posts so that people don't focus on that as much. But it's also connected very closely with like mental health issues. You know, we've seen reports about that where, you know, anybody from kids in school to adults even can be adversely affected by not just the content they're seeing, but also maybe comments people are making on their own posts. So there's definitely caution to be used there, but there's also huge advantages. So Instagram is huge, it's coming up. Another one you mentioned already, LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. We're starting to see some really good engagement there for business type of posts.
Well, so. See, that's another thing. I cannot tell you the number of people that I will mention LinkedIn, and they will say, I'm not looking for a job. Why would I go there? And they have no clue that depth of content and articles and information like you're talking about. That's one of my primary go-to places to learn some really cool stuff about today.
Yeah, LinkedIn is amazing for the professional level of content that it has. You don't have to deal with some of these memes and things that you see a lot on Facebook and Instagram. And you know, something else that we've noticed is the same time Instagram, you know, a few years ago started taking off and LinkedIn, was the same time mobile phones really started taking over in terms of the majority of traffic on the internet. You know, back when Facebook first started, most of the users there were on desktop computers, on laptops. But now everybody's on a mobile device. So that's one of the things that people are looking at now is how can you make everything mobile friendly, mobile optimized? And the other thing about Instagram and LinkedIn and some of these other platforms is they're enabling new forms of media. You know, originally it was just photos. Mm-hmm. A few years after Instagram started, they added video capabilities. Now we have like VR and we have 360 views, and now we have drones to get like aerial views of things. So I think content, not just the platforms that we're using, but the content that we're putting on those platforms is something that's improving day by day.
And speaking of drones, I understand that you are an FAA licensed drone pilot.
Yeah, one of the few, if not the only, I think, in the Hilton company, which is quite a privilege, you know, out of 5,000 hotels around the world. But Hilton actually sent me to Honolulu to get the license for that. You know, it was a pretty in-depth test. And, you know, I got that back now, and I have the insurance as well that goes along with that. So we have, you know...
In case your drone crashes into somebody...
Hopefully that never happens, but, you know, just in case, it's good to be safe. So, yeah, we're fully licensed. They got me a beautiful Inspire 2 drone out here that we launch every once in a while. We can broadcast live to it to Facebook and some other YouTube, some other accounts.
And so far, what's been your primary employed usage of the drone?
Well, we use it for just about anything. I'll get calls from engineering. Hey, we need to take a picture of the top of the building. Or I'll get a call from security. Can you take a picture of the security gate? But the biggest thing is actually related to the volcano that we had last year. You know, when that was going off, we were actually getting calls and emails here at the hotel from people on the mainland and internationally asking us, hey, is the hotel open? Is the lava going to cover the hotel? Do you need to wear gas masks when you come? Is ash falling out of the sky? Of course, none of that was happening. You know, we're about 80 or 90 miles away from the volcano here, but people had no clue. So what we did with the drone was we would launch it and broadcast live photos and videos of beautiful blue skies. You know, when the trade winds had come back, there was VOG certain days, but when the trade winds came back, it was some of the most beautiful weather here, but nobody would know it. And so I would get these beautiful shots of the pools and the beach with, you know, hardly anybody on it because they were all afraid to come. But then when they saw those pictures, the engagement that we got was incredible. And people were like, actually, it's not that bad. We saw traffic return, and we actually saw reports that our guests returned faster to this hotel, and we're attributing it to that videography and photography than some of our competitors.
So the drone paid for itself.
It did. Yeah. It did, definitely.
So now you get another one.
Well, that's the wish list, right? So we'll see.
So looking forward, what do you see a breadth of usage for the drone? You know, how do you see it growing?
You know, there's lots of possibilities. I think we started out with just general photos and videos of things, but I think we can start getting more specific now in terms of the markets that we're looking for and get more close up into different details of the resort. I think that's where the next round of content is going to be coming from, is getting a little bit more focused, more personal, more granular with some of this content as we get a better idea of what resonates with our guests and our customers.
And you can find out that real quick.
Yep, we have the analytics now to help us with that. So that works good.
So again, the world of promoting and marketing a resort, hotel, any tourist destination is totally different, evolving every day and changing to the point that 6 or 9 months from you, there might be a quantum shift again.
That's exactly right. We have to just constantly keep learning just to keep up with it all.
You have somebody that has to monitor your Instagram and your Facebook almost constantly to communicate and respond and reply.
That's exactly right. I mean, we have comments and messages coming in 24/7. So, you know, we have a corporate team that helps us with that. We also have some other employees here in the hotel. You know, as soon as somebody starts in one of the front-facing departments and they seem to have a little technical savvy, you know, I'll kind of come right up to them and say, hey, would you guys mind helping us out with this? And so it's a real team effort. And so it's not just, you know, those social media platforms. We also have TripAdvisor and Yelp to respond to and all these different channels now that we never had to deal with before. So it's really turning into not just promotion, but also customer service.
In another dynamic that's behind the curtain, behind the scenes, and that's social media, Facebook, even Instagram, between employees.
Yes.
That doesn't even go out to the public necessarily. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we actually have a social media network within Hilton. It's called H360. And when you log into it, it looks basically like a slimmed down version of Facebook. And so everybody on there can post their own photos and videos and stories about what's going on in their hotel. And, you know, I friended a bunch of people from different properties, and that's where you can kind of network, get to meet them, get to talk to them a little bit and see what they're doing at their hotels. And actually, we have a chance through that to kind of share best practices with each other. So if you hear somebody's having really good success, like with something at their location, you can talk to them, find out some more about that, and start to roll that out here.
So anybody that's a Hilton worldwide employee
yep.
can or is logged on to their...
Yeah, and access to that site. And that's a huge benefit of working for this big company. We have, you know, friends now around the world that can help us out.
Instantaneously.
Instantaneously, right? Well, depending on where they are in the world, if they're asleep. But
come on, Maureen.
Exactly.
We've been visiting with Casey Anderson, Senior Marketing Manager at the Hilton Waikoloa Village on the island of Hawaii. I'm your host, correspondent Tom Wilmer.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Molly Blaisdell, San Francisco, and Katya Singel, San Luis Obispo, California.